Edmund's patience was running out with every impertinent remark of hers. He wasn't a patient man to start with, which was the chief reason his father trusted James with the running of the estate. "It is not my duty to answer your absurd questions. Please see yourself out, or I would be forced to call my footman."
"You'd be wasting your time."
Without further thought, Edmund rang for Albert. The challenge in her eyes was unabated.
"Yes, Master Templeton? Please escort Miss Lavinia into the salon."
"You cannot touch me, Albert. I do not wish to go. My appointment with Mr. Templeton here is not over. You may leave."
"Impudent woman, you dare to order my own butler in my house?"
"Not your butler, Mr. Templeton, but your father's. I don't understand why aristocrats forget that."
"I'll have you know, disrespectful woman, that any man in my position would either beaten you soundly or thrown you physically out of the house."
"Physical violence is the best your kind can do anyway."
"My kind? How many sons of dukes have you even met in your life, you lowly wretch?"
Enough for a lifetime. Far too many."
With that, she went out of the library with an abruptness that shocked Edmund quite as much as her initial refusal had. No man or woman, highbred or not, had ever dared to insult him so openly.